CFCW's Gardening with Sharon, and it's brought to you by a brand new sponsor, Sharon. You've got Rakan Distillery on board out at Nisku.
Yes, we met Jeff, who's the owner, like last year. Lovely, lovely man, and big fan of the double-double.
I love the double-double at Rakan. And actually, you can go to their website, rakandistillery.com. You can purchase for online delivery. You can go and pick it up. They'll even give you tours there at Rakan. And they always support local farmers, which we love. Mm-hmm. We are closing in about a week away from Remembrance Day, Sharon. And we're going to talk about the proper way to wear a poppy.
Yes, Remembrance Day will soon be here, and we commemorate those who made that ultimate sacrifice for our freedom by wearing a poppy. What's interesting is this actual poppy that it's a likeness of is called a Rias poppy or a corn poppy that was popping up in Belgium. And the reason why all these poppies were out is that the ground was disturbed as they were building the trenches. So then the seeds were activated, and those seeds can last up to 80 years in the soil. And once the soil is disturbed, then whoop, up they come. So that's the whole kind of the story behind the poppy. But Remembrance Day actually extends from the last Friday in October until November 11th. But many people do start wearing them, you know, 11 days leading up to November 11th. So Halloween's over, boom, November 1st. The point is to wear the poppy. The Canadian Legion says that a poppy should be worn on the left side, that you're keeping those who died close to your heart. But the British Legion says, you know what, there's really no right or wrong way to wear a poppy. Just wear one and wear it respectfully.
And I love when I see so many people wearing a poppy at this time of year. And you're still doing your blogs and everything. Where do we find you, Sharon?
I am Gardening with Sharon on my website. That's the name of my website. And I'm on Instagram and Facebook, both under Gardening with Sharon. So come and join in.